Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Asset Entities Inc., or STEI, as it's listed on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this company, let me give you the quick rundown. Asset Entities Inc. operates in the digital marketing and content creation space, focusing on social media and online community building. They're a smaller player in the broader tech and media sector, carving out a niche in helping brands and creators amplify their online presence. With the digital landscape evolving at lightning speed, this is an intriguing space to watch, but it comes with its fair share of challenges. So let's dive into what's been happening with Asset Entities recently, take a look at their performance, and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for long-term investors like you. First, let's touch on some recent developments. Based on the latest news snippets, Asset Entities has been making moves to expand their service offerings, particularly in leveraging AI-driven tools for content creation. This aligns with broader industry trends, but there's also some chatter about the competitive pressure they're facing from larger players who dominate the digital marketing game. Performance-wise, the stock has shown mixed results over various timeframes. Short-term, we've seen some volatility with single-digit percentage swings in the last week and month, while the longer-term picture over the past year reflects a struggle to maintain upward momentum compared to industry peers in the tech and media space. That said, let's not get hung up on day-to-day price action. Our focus is the bigger picture for long-term wealth building. Now, let's get into the meat of this analysis with a detailed SWOT breakdown to see where Asset Entities stands and what could drive its future growth or hold it back. Strengths: positioning in digital marketing. Asset Entities has carved out a specialized role in social media and content creation, focusing on building online communities. This targeted approach gives them an edge with specific clients who need tailored digital solutions, especially smaller brands or creators who can't afford the big agency price tags. Innovative use of technology. Recent news highlights their push into AI-driven content tools, which could streamline operations and keep them competitive in a tech-heavy industry. If they execute well, this could be a game-changer for efficiency and client retention. Solid gross margins. Looking at their financials, the gross profit margin over the trailing 12 months is impressive, suggesting they're managing costs well on the revenue they do bring in. For long-term investors, this shows potential for profitability if they can scale. Weaknesses: small scale, limited resources. With a relatively modest market cap and employee base compared to industry giants, Asset Entities lacks the firepower to compete head-on with bigger players. This could limit their ability to grab market share or invest heavily in R&D. Profitability challenges. Despite decent gross margins, their net profit margin and return on equity are underwhelming. The latest income statements show they're still struggling to turn consistent profits, which raises red flags for investors looking for stable returns over time. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on recent balance sheet data. Carrying too much debt can be a burden, especially in a rising interest rate environment, and it might constrain their ability to fund growth initiatives without diluting shareholders. Opportunities: growing digital marketing demand. The broader industry and sector trends show continued growth in digital ad spend and social media engagement. Asset Entities is well positioned to ride this wave if they can differentiate themselves with unique offerings like their AI tools. Expansion into new markets. Revenue breakdowns by geography suggest there's room to grow beyond their current regions. Tapping into emerging markets where digital adoption is accelerating could be a significant driver for future revenue. Partnership potential. Given their niche focus, there's an opportunity to form strategic alliances with larger tech or media firms. A well-timed partnership could provide the capital and exposure they need to scale, something long-term investors should keep an eye on. Forward valuation appeal. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem to expect better earnings growth in the coming years, with the average forward PE suggesting the stock might be undervalued if they hit those estimates. This could be a buying signal for patient investors. Threats: intense competition, the digital marketing space is crowded with heavyweights who have deeper pockets and broader reach. If asset entities can't keep innovating, they risk being squeezed out by competitors who can offer similar services at lower costs or with better tech. Economic sensitivity. Their client base, often smaller brands or creators, might cut back on marketing spend during economic downturns. If we head into a recession, revenue could take a hit, as reflected in some industry performance metrics showing cyclical trends. Regulatory risks. With increasing scrutiny on data privacy and online content, there's always a chance that new regulations could disrupt their business model. This is a sector-wide concern, but smaller players like asset entities might struggle more to adapt due to limited resources. Short-term volatility. While we're focused on the long game, it's worth noting that performance data shows significant short-term price swings. For those of you with a lower risk tolerance, this choppiness could be unsettling, or even if it doesn't impact the long-term thesis. Let's zoom out for a moment and talk financial health, because I know you're all about building that portfolio for the future. On the revenue front, asset entities has shown some growth in recent income statements, though it's not exactly setting the world on fire. What's more concerning is the inconsistency in net income. There are quarters where they're in the red, which ties back to those profitability challenges I mentioned. Free cash flow is another area to watch. It's not as robust as I'd like for a company in growth mode, and their capital expenditures seem limited, which might mean they're not investing enough in future innovation. On the flip side, if they can convert more of that revenue into operating cash flow, there's potential to fund expansion without piling on more debt. One more thing to chew on. During the latest earnings call, management emphasized their focus on AI integration and hinted at upcoming partnerships. While they didn't drop any big names, the tone was optimistic about how these moves could drive client growth. For us long-term folks, this is the kind of forward-thinking strategy that could pay off. But execution is everything. They've got to deliver on these promises, or it's just hot air. So, where does this leave us with Asset Entities Inc.? Wrapping it all up, I'd say this is a stock with potential for those willing to take on some risk. The strengths lie in their niche focus and tech adoption, but they're up against serious weaknesses like profitability struggles and a heavy debt load. The opportunities are there. Digital marketing isn't going anywhere, and their forward valuations look intriguing, but threats like competition and economic headwinds can't be ignored. For long-term investors, this might be a watch-and-wait situation. Keep an eye on how they execute on AI and partnerships, and whether they can get that balance sheet under control. If they pull it off, there could be upside. If not, it's a bumpy ride. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on asset entities. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about asset entities' long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.